There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. You know, I just got off the phone, Dr. Shealy, with the city of Sparta, Missouri, during the top of the hour break between hour number one and right now. I called the city of Sparta. And I asked if Andrew Spencer, the cop who tased a senior citizen in his vehicle, cop came up, opened the door of a senior citizen, it pulled over, and tased him in his vehicle. So I just called to see if this cop is on duty, Andrew Spencer. And the answer I got was, yep, to the best of the city hall, yes, he is on duty. Now, city hall is kind of small. They only have four cops and just a few employees, so it's not like you can get lost in the shuffle there. And so here's my question, Dr. Shealy. I'm receiving phone calls from all over the country. People are saying, hey, Vinny, thanks so much for covering this and not giving in, not backing down about the tasing of a senior citizen, a 68-year-old man, by a young cop. An out-of-control situation, no question about it. I've been calling for the disbanding of the government of the city of Sparta, Missouri. I've been telling people I will not go to Sparta, Missouri unless I absolutely, positively have to. I'm not giving them one red cent because I believe they're out of control and over the top, and I believe the mayor is involved. I believe the city aldermen are involved. I believe that the city attorney is involved. I believe that there's a cover-up. I believe that they are circling the wagons. They're not releasing information. And this cop, this domestic terrorist is still on patrol, and he's a threat to we the people. So I'd like to see the government disbanded, because no one in the city of Sparta has come forward. Not one alderman has said, you know what, listen, guys, this is nuts. This is nuts. We are not in the business of beating people up. We're not in the business of kicking them. We're not in the business of inflicting injuries. And I don't care what the person has done. He doesn't deserve being tased. I mean, let's say you were in a screaming match with a cop and you're yelling and screaming. There's still no reason to be tased for that. And I'm not saying that's what happened, because that's not what happened. I'm just saying, even if it did happen, that's still not a reason. So, Dr. Shealy, here's my question. People all over the country are calling me day and night, thanking me and USA Prepares for our coverage of the Sparta crime, the crime, the felony of tasing a senior citizen in his car. And I don't understand why there has not been protests in Sparta. I don't understand why the community, why the people who live there haven't gone to the government, city hall, in mass, saying, you guys are out of here. We don't want any part of you. You're destroying our commerce. You're giving us a bad name. And you're protecting a guy, and you're still keeping him employed and as a public threat walking around. Why are you doing? You're not going to do it. You're out of here. We're going to throw out the entire government. I don't understand why we the people haven't done that. Now, that being said, the only thing I can think of that could make this happen is fluoride in the water has got us so stupid, so dumbed down, so lethargic that we just can't get off our butts. Is that possible, or am I just imagining this, Dr. Shealy?
No. You're not exaggerating. I think a single city having this kind of behavior is unacceptable. I don't care how small or how large it is. It's just not an acceptable thing to tase someone sitting in the car talking on the phone is not acceptable, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I think that this cop should be in jail right now awaiting trial. I really believe that, because that's what would happen with us.
Well, I think the judge should... If they put him in public square and tased him in the testicle, but other than that...
Well, I really think there's something wrong with this blue plague. I really do, because they have literally circled the wagons. Now, you know, I've been told, hey, look, you know, Vinny, how about if you just give the system time to work? How about if we do that? Well, he was tased. Our friend was tased on the 22nd of January. You know, it's almost the 22nd of February. It's almost a month. Almost. And this guy's still walking around. So I think I think that's a pretty long time. I think that something should have been done. I haven't heard or read of anything, any action taking place. I heard that the city was going to release a comment. I haven't seen it. Maybe it's there. I just haven't seen it. But, and I'm serious about this question. Are we poisoned to the point with fluoride that we just don't do anything? And here's some dots that I've connected. I believe that just about everyone who went to that meeting from Team We the People had well water or didn't drink fluoride water, for the most part. I think we were free from fluoride, like me and some of the other families who went there. Don't drink. We have our own wells. We don't drink city water, for the most part. And we were there. But where's everybody else? Where's everybody else? I think they are drinking fluoride. I think they are poisoned. I think they are lethargic.
Well, unfortunately, the country as a whole is in what I consider a state of absolute, total, inadequate behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We should be demanding return to a society where government is about one quarter the size it is in Washington. That would be more than adequate.
There's a post, Dr. Shealy, on the internet, and it has to do with the least love of any city. And they refer to Washington, D.C. as being the place where there is the least amount of love. And if you think about that, you think about you and your neighbors and you and your friends and the relationship that you have with so many people. You know, I see you hugging people. You don't see that kind of stuff in Washington, D.C., other than Joe Biden grabbing, you know, this woman.
That would make me throw up.
I'll tell you what, if I were her husband standing next to Jumpin' Joe Biden grabbing my wife, I'm pretty sure my reaction would be a little different from just standing there. But, you know... Well, I'd probably say, well, listen, this guy can have me arrested and put in Guantanamo, and you know, I'll never be seen again, so I'm just going to let him just have his way with my wife. I mean, that's nuts. That's nuts. So Washington, D.C. is a pretty loveless place by this post that I was reading. And we look to these guys for leadership. It makes absolutely no sense to me why we would look at people who are me first to lead us. Why we would look at people like Bill Gates, who says, you know, we need to vaccinate people in order to protect them and at the same time kill them. It makes no sense why we allow this to continue. I'd like to see it stop. I'd like to see the golden rule. If we lived by the golden rule, things would be a lot better. However, we cannot allow ourselves to be run over. One of the things that I've determined is that if there's nobody, first of all, there's nobody to call. In the case of this man being tased in Sparta, Missouri, he's sitting in his car, and he's kind of concerned about the cop that pulled him over. So he's in the dark, But the spotlight and the is on him at night. The police car is behind him. And so he feels uncomfortable, and he calls 911. So he's concerned about the cop pulling him over, so he calls the cops. And while he's on the phone with the cops, the guy behind him, the policeman, opens the car door and tases this senior citizen. So I'm telling you that, in my opinion, there's nobody to call. Nobody. Class, there's nobody to call. You can't call 911 because what are they going to do? Okay, he's on the phone with 911, and he's being tased by the government, by the police. Now, you could say, well, you know, we have a constitution, and we've got a sheriff. Okay. What's the sheriff doing? I don't know. I don't know what the sheriff's doing. But this cop has not been arrested yet. And the sheriff is the highest constitutional authority in the county. He trumps even the president in his county. Well, in the county he allegedly represents. And then what's left? If the sheriff doesn't step in, then the attorney general for the state of Missouri steps in. Where is he? I don't know. And if he doesn't step in, well, then there's only one other alternative. And that's the militia. That's it. So it seems to me that if people are paying attention, this could go to a very serious situation. If the sheriff doesn't step in, if the attorney general doesn't step in, then it's only left to us, we the people. I would not like to see that happen. I'd like to see these people punished for what they do to we the people. There's no reason to tase senior citizens on a traffic stop. And first of all, why is there a traffic stop for this? They're alleging he's drunk. Well, he was given a breathalyzer, and it showed he wasn't. He wasn't even drinking. Cops are allowed to lie. We're not. It's unacceptable to me. Dr. Shuley, the behavior of people is out of control as far as I can tell. I'm angry about this. I'm really angry about this. I want it to stop. You know, Bruce Jenner was in an automobile accident. And some people say he was texting while he was driving. You know, there's those allegations. A woman was killed. And now he's facing manslaughter charges. So it's only a couple days, and now Bruce Jenner's facing manslaughter charges because there's been an investigation. But where's the investigation about the man who's been tased in Sparta, Missouri? Where is the investigation? Where's the outrage? Why aren't the people of Sparta rising up? Obviously, they approve of it.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today, the faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place, the last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors, and the cost, $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy, back in the 1980s, I was invited to speak to a group in Canada. And I met a man who had no arms.
Yeah.
But he had hands. His hands were coming out of his shoulder.
Wow.
And so I looked up thalidomide. And thalidomide is a drug, T-H-A-L-O-M-I-D. And this was a drug that was prescribed for women to ease childbirth back in the 1950s, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at images on the internet of the birth defects from this pharmacomafia drug, thalidomide. There's a reason why I'm mentioning this, and it has to do with if you don't absolutely have to take something, don't even think about it. So here's a picture of a person with, I can't tell if it's his hands or his feet. He is so, it just shows what could be an ankle or a wrist. And I, it's so deformed, I can't tell if it's an ankle or wrist because it doesn't show the rest of the body. But there are 13 digits, either 13 toes, if you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Either seven fingers on one hand, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six on the other. I don't know if they're toes or fingers. I don't know if they're hands or feet, because you can't see the rest of the body. That's of one of these individuals one of these people. Here's another picture of a young boy with no arms whatsoever. He's learning how to live with his feet, just use his feet for everything. There's another image of a man with a, it looks like he's a grown man, and he has the hand of a baby with three fingers and a thumb coming out of his shoulder. So it's the hand coming out of a shoulder with no arm. There's another picture of a baby with a head and a torso and no arms and no legs, just a little tiny stub, looks like it may be 3 or 4 inches long, coming out of his hip. The reason I'm going through these graphic details is these birth defects were absolutely, positively unnecessary. And it was a result of modern medicine of the 1950s, correct?
Yep.
Dr. Shuley, have you seen in person one of the victims of thalidomide?
You know, interestingly, I have not. I'm almost happy to say that I have not, because it's pretty, you know, stressful just to look at it. Being it must be even unbelievably difficult.
Well, you know, imagine having a head and a torso and no limbs.
Right.
You can see what's going on, but you can't move. I don't believe that some of these people even have the ability to roll over, because they don't have the use of their arms or legs to roll over. I think they're just, it's a torso that as a result of this thalidomide. I mean, twisted hands, twisted feet, no legs, no arms. Some have no hands. The reason here's a picture of a guy with hands, but no fingers.
Yeah. I mean, it's only one of many, many, many complications of psychiatric drugs. I'm not sure there is a psychiatric drug for anything that I can truly endorse. I think to some extent when people are so seriously disturbed, they really just need to be locked up. But as far as curing them with a drug, I have great hesitation to think about any drug for mood of any kind whatsoever.
During the break, Mrs. Finelli came into the studio and she said, there's a story on the internet about a person who has seizures, a young person. I haven't read the story yet. I'm going to try to do that in the next couple of minutes. And they're talking about separating the halves of the brain to stop the seizures. And she says it's in Missouri. Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shields with us.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And Dr. Shealy, I have the article in front of me. And it's from OzarksFirst.com, and it was February 9th, 2015, it was posted. It says, Springfield, Missouri, in 2013, Caleb Miller came into the world with a congenital heart defect, or CHD. And the article then goes on to say, one in 100 kids, I don't know why they use the word kids instead of children, one in 100 kids are born with some sort of congenital heart defect. Boy, that sounds like a lot to me, 1%. There are over 40 defects, and some have a combination. In Caleb's case, he has multiple defects. Now, doctors have placed them on the heart transplant list, and the family experienced a miracle as Caleb received, and Caleb received a new heart at 4 months old. However, during his wait, he had a massive stroke damaging the left hemisphere of his brain, causing him to develop epilepsy. So he now has uncontrolled seizures. Caleb is going in for brain surgery this week. He's going to have the left half of his brain disconnected from the right because the left half is what's triggering the seizures. They are giving us a 70 to 80% chance that that will completely take the seizures away. Dr. Shealy, do you have a comment? I know we don't know all the details, but separating the left half of the brain from the right, isn't that very, very serious surgery?
Well, of course, but he's already seriously damaged. And, you know, it's hard to believe that this poor child will ever have any kind of normal life experience. The only thing that I know that it probably has not been checked is I would love to know what his intracellular magnesium level is and what his blood level of taurine is, because I have seen a number of epileptics who seizures are not controlled who are deficient in both magnesium and taurine, and giving those can sometimes bring the seizures under control. Certainly, you know, it's apparent that drugs are not going to do it adequately. And it's such a simple test to do a blood level of taurine and an intracellular level, which is actually done a scraping under the tongue and put on a slide and sent off to Intracellular Diagnostics in Medford, Oregon. But other than that, it is true, and this has been done for 50 years, I imagine, in people with intractable seizures to divide the corpus callosum.
Dr. Shealy, the article says 1 in 100 kids, and I'm quoting, 1 in 100 kids are born with some sort of congenital heart defect. That seems like a staggering number. Is that possible?
Of course. Do you know what percent of children are born prematurely in this country? Across the country? 12%. So I'll give you 10-1 odds that, you know, and 5% are born with some kind of health problem of a serious nature. So partly it's because of inadequate health of the mother, drugs, smoking, alcohol, who knows. But actually, I'm surprised it's only 1% that have heart trouble. If you consider that 12% are born prematurely, and those kids have a very high incidence of all kinds of problems.
Dr. Shealy, I mentioned on the air that I worked at a bank, and there were about 600 employees, half were men, half were women, and we had six really serious pregnancy problems, very serious pregnancy problems, with the children who were born to the women who worked at this bank. And I also know that there's a chemical company in the area, and the reason I know this is I met the man who had a job, and I asked him, okay, so what do you do? And this is in the 1980s. And he said, well, you know, he works at the incinerator. And I said, what do you do there? And he said, well, we burn all this bad stuff at night, you know, stuff that we can't burn during the day. So we burn it at night when people are asleep so they don't know and they don't smell this this toxic material that we're burning as a result of the corporation that made these toxic waste products. And so I see that there's a link between the water pollution, the air pollution, the electromagnetic radiation, the chemicals in our food, and these diseases. But gosh, and birth defects. 1% of us are now being born with congenital heart defects. Dr. Shealy, that is, to me, 1% is staggering. absolutely staggering. And when you just said 12% are born prematurely, that's beyond
staggering. Do you know what it is in California? 20% of all babies born in California are born prematurely.
What do you think it is in California, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's because of the illegals, let's face it. The illegal people have poor health habits and poor access to medical care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they have a much higher instance of prematurity because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was looking at a post, and I'll put this on the website during the next break. Scientists warn of a deaf generation that will lose the ability to hear as nature intended as daily noise pollution reaches saturation levels. So, you know, you can call somebody in New York City, and they can be in a skyscraper, and you can hear the wailing sirens on the street below. You can hear the honking horns of the taxis, and these are heard through the windows in skyscrapers because the noise is so deafening. And then you see young people wearing headphones and earbuds with high sound pressure levels, and they're damaging the hearing in addition to all these other noises that are out there. Dr. Shealy, how important is hearing to being healthy? Is there a relationship between being able to hear the sounds that nature intended for us to hear and being healthy? Is there a relationship there?
Well, especially for children who are born or who become deaf early in life, yes, mm-hmm. No question about it.
Okay. We've got Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy and me. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Doctor. Vince, I wanted to call in before, but I don't like to interrupt your flow because you have such a great inquiry into what these matters that are going on with us. But because you have our elder and our very learned man on board with you today, I really wanted to share some feedback. I haven't been able to sleep hardly. I actually, a few nights ago, had a bad dream, and it was about what's going on with Bob. And now, how could that be? You know, here I am in Philadelphia. Why should I care about what happens back there? I'm telling you why I care, because it's rural America. The circles are smaller. People know each other. And how in the world can people adopt that level of behavior against one of their own neighbors? It brings to mind a book that I read a few years back, and there's also a documentary film about it. It's called The Corporation. The subtitle is The Pathological Pursuit of Profit and Power. And I encourage you and Dr. Shealy and any others that are listening to find that. There's a video film. I think you can get it on the Internet, and also a book. And I've read the book, and I've watched the film, and it's very deep, and it connects the dots about how, you know, these corporations and, you know, people get aligned with these corporations, and for money and power, they'll do anything and go against their own people. And in these days and times, Vince, you got to wonder, who are the real outlaws here? I mean, you know, I mean, this situation with the small town. And by the way, I have a few clues for you from when I talked to the mayor. I don't know if I could share them with you online, but maybe offline. That shows some bias.
It's okay with me if you share them on the radio. It's up to you.
Okay, well, he has property. Bob Estep is known to have a lot of property, okay? He has several thousand acres from what I understand. That's a lot of property for anybody. Most people don't even own an acre, you know, in these United States. You know, very few people own land. And a lot of these people that are ruling against Bob hardly own much land either, I would guess. Maybe some of the people on the board, I don't know, the board of this small town. But anyway, they came up in the conversation about Bob. You know, well, he moved a property line that had been there for 60 years. This is what the mayor says. I said, well, he did? And he says, yeah. He says, why would he do that? I said, well, I don't know. Maybe he looked up the title and the surveying was incorrect and he corrected it. What's wrong with that? He has a right to do that. Yeah, but it was there for 60 years. I said, well, then maybe he's corrected something that was missed. Doesn't he have the right to change his property line if it's legal and he properly surveyed? What's wrong with that? See, so there's some bias there. So the words got around that maybe Bob, you know, takes care of things. He's a responsible citizen for himself and taking care of his own property. But these days, it's like you, if you don't go along to get along with it, you know, and do what they want you to do, and do, you know, it's like that they look at you like radical. And by the way, Vince, I'm wondering, you know, you're here, you're from outside the area, mm-hmm. and I appreciate you being there because these kinds of things happened to me 30 years ago, and nobody would listen. And that's the Bible Belt. Some bad things happened to me and my family, and nobody would listen. And now these kinds of things are visiting the doors of more and more people, including our rural areas. And still the people are darn hard-headed. Now, I know the Missouri Mule is the symbol for Missouri, and it's true. I've dealt with mules before, and they are one stubborn lot. But I will tell you this. When you wake that mule up, and if that mule feels a real threat, did you know a mule can kill a mountain lion?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's been there in video.
They can kill a mountain lion. So there, but it's a long wake-up process, but surely the people there will wake up and stand up and say, who's the real outlaws here? And I have one more thing to share. I'll come back.
Okay. Well, it's clear to me who the real outlaws are. I mean, it's the city of Sparta. We'll be right back. We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed for your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shuley's with us, medical doctor, and if you'd like to get a free copy of his newsletter, if you'd like to shop at his store, if you'd like to get magnesium lotion or bliss, normshuley.com, normshuley.com. Dr. Shuley is surgeon of the year, author of many, many, many books, and thousands of posts about health and wellness, normshuley.com. Mark in Philadelphia is with us. Mark, you were continuing?
Yes. If there ever was a sheepdog to look out for the herd, Vince, you're definitely at the top of the list, man, because you are trying to wake people up in a good way and make them aware of these things that are happening and bring people together, and I very, very much appreciate that. It's blowing my mind that you're not even originally from Missouri, and you're speaking up in the protection of Missourians and common folks in the area, more so than people that have lived there all their lives, maybe even multiple generations. I really appreciate you being there. And on this note, I know you want to kind of go in there and, as a sheepdog, you want to go right at the wolves and just get them really good. But the thing is, we do have to give them a chance, these people a chance for to come to reason and reach into their souls, hopefully, and wake them up and say, hey, you know, is this right? Does this feel good to you if it was happening to you? And on that note, there was a man that lived years ago who I actually took the course. I read the book and took several of his books and took the course called, his name was Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And there's two things that I remember.
I missed that class.
You should find the Dale Carnegie course and take it, really. I mean, everybody should, because it's really good. It really is. It's being a genuine human being. Anyway, there's two things from the book. One of them was appeal to the nobler motives, and the other one was throw down a challenge. Appeal to the nobler motives and throw down a challenge. So I say, what came to me the other day is, you know what? I wouldn't want to be tased. I know you wouldn't want to be tased, Vincent. Dr. Shuley probably wouldn't want to be tased, being that we've heard that it can harm you and maybe even kill you. So here's the challenge. The nobler motive is, hey, take care of your own citizens and let them be and respect them, right? The challenge is, How about if you think Mr. Mayor of Sparta, Missouri, and you, Chief of Police of Sparta, Missouri, and the rest of the officers and the city council, if you think it's okay and you feel 100,000% safe with these things called tasers, and how about at the next meeting you guys stand up and volunteer to be tased? Who's first? Who's first? What do you think, Vince?
We threw that challenge down at the very beginning, and I said, who's first? You're absolutely right. You're using the same, you and I are using exactly the same words. Who's first? Or you go first, meaning them. You're absolutely right. They have set up a toll booth in Sparta, Missouri, and they are issuing 170 tickets, or they did in 1 month, with a population of just over 1,700 people. 10% of the population is the number of tickets that they write per month. So it's a corporation. The city of Sparta is a corporation, and they have a revenue stream based on the enforcement of tickets at the muzzle of a gun and the darts of a taser. That's what these guys do. You will pay.
If they go against one of their own, is that not the evidence of the pathological pursuit of profit and power? Is that not an evidence of that? I would say it is. When they harm one of our elders, you're damn right, I'm pissed off. It's pissing me off, and I don't even know Bob personally like you do, but if it happens to any of us, it's wrong. It's flat out wrong. Where's the sensibility? Where's the Christianity? Where are the Christians now? You know? I mean, really. Seriously. So,
Mark,
I would hope.
Mark, we.
Go ahead.
When we look at our seniors, I treasure our seniors. A lot of the faculty of USA Prepares are seniors. And they have a lot of wisdom and knowledge. And you know, as we get older, we lose some of our strength. It's absolutely unacceptable for a young thug cop to tase anyone, let alone one of our seniors. And I really expect that if the people were to rise up and actually protect their city and say, you know what, we don't like this. We're not going to allow this. The entire government, you're out of here because you're all on the same side. You are in collusion with one another. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And you get a chance to meet Dr. Shealy at the Expo. Mark, thanks so much. Above all, honesty and integrity.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.